We're on.
Are we really?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. They take up so much fucking room. I don't have enough room to put everything.
I know. I'll stand behind you.
I'm going to have to set this.
Use the whole countertop. You can use the whole. I don't need it. I'll use a stool back here to rest some stuff on. I can just be over your shoulder.
It just pisses me off.
Oh, I know.
I'm into these places like this.
This is going to be a shitty game. It's going to be shitty.
Who in the fuck are they covering? This is Lima, isn't it?
Delayed.
Yeah, but I mean, who is it? Lima?
It was.
So Lucy and Versailles is getting covered by Lima?
Isn't that crazy?
Has to be over in 15 minutes. Thank you.
is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McKee from a noisy, Rushi High School gym, the scene of this evening's contest between the home-standing Rushi Raiders and the Versailles Tigers. Rushi off last night. Rushi didn't play. Meanwhile, Versailles clobbered Minster on the road. Second straight night away from home for Versailles. Rushi with a breather last evening. No game awaiting the contest tonight for the Versailles Tigers. And it's a rivalry game. Rushi from Shelby County, Versailles from Dart County. Two different leagues. They play every year, alternating home and away. This season it's at Rushi. Everybody knows each other. It's like so many games here in the Shelby, Dart, Mercer, Auglaize County area. These young men are friends off the floor. Healthy rivalry on the court. Gets fierce at times. The last three meetings have been decided by 7 points. The two clubs have split the last four, although Versailles has won 13 of the last 18. Imperative here tonight, Chuck, that the Rushi Raiders, 8-4 overall, slow down the Versailles Tigers somehow, some way. Versailles 14-1, and clearly one of the top several teams in the state in Division III.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you start at the top. You start with Justin Arnes, an Ohio State commit. He's 6'6 senior, averages 28, 29 points a game, left-handed, smooth, shoots a three as deep as anybody in the area, shoots a three, puts it on the floor well, goes to the basket. Outstanding passer to go along with that. His brother AJ, 6'3 senior, has really started coming around and becoming a really good basketball player himself. But they get a lot of help from the periphery players. Keaton McElDowney, a 5'11 senior. Michael Stauman, a 5'10 sophomore. You let him set his feet, and that young man is going to burn you with threes. And we've been really impressed with Carter May. He's 6'6". He's a junior. Normally comes off the bench, but he had a real spark last night against Minster. On the Rushi side, you've got Jack Dayport, you got Daniel Kearns. Those are the 1-2 punch for the Raiders. Jordan York having a nice year. He's kind of been kind of a surprise to me anyway. Mason Dayport is a 5'11 sophomore, started the year playing half and half. Played too well for them to keep him down there, so he is playing straight varsity basketball right now.
Rushi Raiders cannot turn it over tonight. It's extremely important, I think, for Rushi to maximize possessions with good shots. Don't allow Versailles' live ball turnovers and easy baskets going the other way. Rushi's got to make Versailles earn every single point. And I don't know how you get it done. Teams have shaded two players at Justin Arnes. You have to force him to give the ball up, make someone else beat you. The problem is, this Versailles team, as you highlighted, is so well-rounded, so deep. It's a better Versailles club than when Justin Arnes' brother, Kyle Arnes, was a senior several years ago.
Right, yeah, this is a much more balanced team. But you talk about wanting to get the ball out of Justin Arnes' hands, easier said than done. The young man is just so smooth. He gets in there, and when you run at him, he will find the open man. He sees the floor so well, sees where the help is coming from, knows that's the offensive player to look for, and he does a great job in finding them.
And the Tigers will make their share of three-pointers. And where do the three-pointers come from when you're talking Rushi? And certainly Jack Dayport is capable. Jordan York had a hot hand in Rushi's early season victory over Anna. He buried a couple big threes. Mason Dayport can shoot the three ball. And Rushi will have to make, I think, a half a dozen or 7 3-pointers tonight to stay in this game.
I think it's going to come down to Jack Dayport. It's going to depend on who guards him. That young man can shoot it. And he has become a scorer, not just a shooter. He'll put it on the floor. He'll go to the basket. If you come out and guard him too closely, he will put it on the floor. And then Daniel Kearns. Daniel's going to have a game because they've got some strength inside Versailles, and they're going to need Kearns to have a big game tonight.
I wonder how much control Rushi had over its schedule this year. No game last night in the Shelby County League. It was an off evening. Raiders were idle. Preparing for the big date tonight with the Versailles Tigers. Yes, it's a non-league game. Rushi is tied in the loss column with Fort Loram and Anna atop the Shelby County League. Versailles and Marion Local undefeated, leading the Midwest Athletic Conference. Although this is a terrifically important game for both teams. Always is. Backyard rivalry. And somehow, some way, the Rushi Raiders have got to keep it in the 50s, maybe even the 40s. We were right this afternoon when we said Fort Loramie had to keep the game out of the 50s, below the 50 mark, in order to beat Miami East. Yet the Redskins had a great second half, got all the way to 49, and handled Miami East in the end by 11. But certainly, the Raiders have got to keep the score down.
To go back to your original question about the schedule,
yep.
They have nothing to do with the Shelby County League setup,
right.
But they do have to be able to pick non-league games for that night.
Yeah.
I would assume that they did not want to play last night. That allowed them to have a week of preparing for Versailles, where Versailles, I'm sure, talked about Rushi a little bit this week, but their main concern was getting ready for Minster last night. So they had a walkthrough today. They talked about that they had their scouting reports. Each kid had one, I'm sure. They talked about the scoring. They talked about where it comes from, what to look for, what kind of sets, what to look for when they're in different sets. But that's probably about an hour and a half compared to 3 days of practice that Rushi had.
Right.
And absolutely, the Raiders want to keep the score as low as they can keep it tonight.
A number of teams have had a few or several days to get ready for Versailles. They've all tried to keep the score down, yet the Tigers have whipped up on the likes of New Bremen, Tip City, Dayton Chaminade, Miami East. Franklin Monroe is strong this year. Sydney at the fly to the hoop. Lima Central Catholic Fort Recovery last night, Minster, the only team to solve the Versailles Tigers and hold them to 46 points. In so doing, was Fort Loramie, and the Redskins needed a big break. Needed a big break to win that game in overtime.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, that was a game in the 40s in overtime.
Right.
But we've not seen a team this year that plays team defense as well as Fort Loramie does. And they were no disappointment that night. That was a terrific basketball game. But Versailles has passed it. They're I think, number 8 in the state. Is that correct,
yeah.
Boys?
And that's underselling Versailles.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You'd be hard-pressed to find too many Division III schools that have the talent that these young men have.
Daniel Kearns in the middle for Rushi. He's a left-hander. He's very clever. He needs a 13 or 14-point game, and he's got an average probably better than his 5 rebounds per contest here tonight against Versailles.
Well, you talk about jumping, and Justin Arnes can jump out of the gym, but the best part about him is he is so quick back off his feet. That's what rebounding is all about. You hit, and you are right back up. And he had a play against Minster last night where he missed a shot, and he landed and got back up before the kid guarding him could jump the first time. He was up on the second time and tipping the shot in, and that is an athlete.
There have been so many times in the last 15 years we thought this game might be a blowout one way or the other. We've thought that a couple times in the last few seasons. Didn't happen. Last year, Versailles beat Rushi at Versailles 55-54. Versailles was a big favorite in that game. Year before, Rushi was a major favorite, and the Raiders went down to the wire to win 54-51. The year before that, 56-53 Versailles. As I mentioned earlier, 7 points deciding the last 3 games, and in the last 20 years, 8 games have been decided by less than 5. This could be another one. Rushi's got to play probably its best game of the campaign tonight to make that happen.
Well, if you're handicapping the game tonight, you know, Versailles is a favorite, and I would say they're probably an 8.5 to 9 point favorite in the game.
Okay.
It would be more than that if they're playing at Versailles. This gym, I talk about no real home court advantage in the Shelby County League except for this gym.
I'd agree with
and
you.
And this gym is loud. It's small. Versailles is used to having another 15 feet to go. They got to worry about their spacing because it's a smaller court, and Rushi's used to playing on it.
And the Rushi pep band tonight can probably be heard in Versailles.
They are loud.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight, making this Rushi Versailles game possible. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district. Thanks as well to Wilson Health Sports Medicine and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, a big shout-out tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, it will make your ideas come to life. In addition, gratitude to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. More sponsors in a moment, then the tip and the start of the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates. Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee here at Rushi. It's a raucous crowd, as always, in the Raiders gym, and it is filled to capacity. Very many of our sales fans right directly below us. We are perched high above the floor over the scorer's table here at Rushi High School, and blue and gold across the way from one end of the floor to the other from Rushi. Below and to the left, a sea of orange and black from Versailles, and we're dotted with blue and gold down below to our right. As, again, so many thanks to our splendid underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We'll highlight a few more for you. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. And thanks as well to the in-between, just south of Atkins, for the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Starting five being introduced for both teams. Jack Daypore opens up at a guard for the Rushi Raiders. Hunter Kohi gets the starting nod. Mason Daypore, 5'11", and just a sophomore. Hunter Kohi is a senior. He stands 6'4" tall. Jordan York in the opening five, 6'2", and a junior. Daniel Kern starts at a forward. He is a 6'3" junior. And Evan Monier, 5'9", and a junior at a guard. Jack Daypore opens up at a guard position, a wing. He is a 6'3" senior. I mentioned Jack Daypore. There he is on the floor. Do I see Jack Daypore? Yeah, there he is. Hunter Kohi jumping center. Evan Monier does not start. He is not one of the opening five. Versailles Tigers utilize the quintet that they have most of the year. Justin Arns, Keaton McEldowney, Michael Stauman, Evan Heaston up front, along with A.J. Arns. A.J. Arns, 12.5 points a game, 6'3", a senior. Heaston is 6'3". Justin Arns at 6'6". McEldowney, 9 a game, 5'11", a senior. And Stauman, 5'10", and a sophomore. 12 points a game for Jack Daypore of Rushi. 9 points a game for Jordan York of Rushi. 10 points a game for Daniel Kearns of Rushi. Opening tap to start, one by Versailles, which moves the ball left to right, down below us. Top of the circle, Justin Arns. He catches, launches a three. No good. Off the back rim. Rebound comes down to the Rushi Raiders. Darting up the floor, Mason Daypore to Kohi. On the right wing to Jack Daypore. On top to Kearns. A long triple around the rim and out. No good. To Daypore, no good. It's battled and knocked out on the play by Rushi. Mason Daypore, Jack Daypore, Jordan York, Hunter Kohi, Daniel Kearns on the floor for the Raiders. I'm sure we'll see Evan Monier real quick. Evan made the game-winning basket a week ago right here against Jackson Center. No score, 40 seconds gone. Justin Arns on the arc. Now he dives into the lane. He leaves it for A.J. Arns. Near side to Stauman. Deep right corner, McEldowney. McEldowney, left-hand dribble back to Stauman, picked up by Mason Daypore. Here's Arns. Good switching by Rushi. Arns has a little crease down the lane. Shot blocked. Taken away by the Raiders. Here's Mason Daypore down the floor in a hurry. Jack Daypore shoots the long three. It's in and out. No good. Raiders have had two rattle go below the rim and snap away. And here is Versailles mishandling the basketball out of bounds. off Justin Arns, then McElDowney in the corner.
Kind of a ragged start to the game.
A minute, 8 seconds gone. One shot for Versailles, two for Rushi. Both of them for the Raiders seem to go down into the cylinder and then somehow pop right out. Mason Dayport near midcourt for Rushi, outside the arc of the left to Coe. Ball high overhead. They swing it to Dayport, top of the circle. He shoves away McElDowney and misses the three ball off the back rim. Rebound down to the Tigers. Could have been an offensive foul. 6:21 to go in the first, no score. Stammen, head of the key, left side pass, McElDowney, broken up by Dayport. It goes out of bounds. It was Jack Dayport who got a fist on it. Jack Dayport, the best three-point shooter for the Raiders at 42%. McElDowney inbounds to Stammen near midcourt. Versailles Tigers in the road, black, orange numbers outlined in white. Rushi, white tops and bottoms, blue numbers trimmed in gold. Three-pointer, left corner, Stammen off the rim, top of the backboard, right back down to the Tigers, though, who restart the attack. We play 2 minutes, 10 seconds, no score. Here's Stammen knifing into the lane. Right side pass to Easton. Right corner, McElDowney, step back, three, short, no good. Weak side rebound, Mason Dayport. Versailles off to a cold start. That's Tarushi's liking. Jack Dayport, shot fake, pulls up at the elbow. 16-footer off to the right, no good. Justin Arns has the rebound. Behind the back on the dribble, and then he double dribbles at midcourt.
Okay, played a minute and a half, and no one's got a point.
Wow. 5:31 to go here in the first quarter. If it is a low-scoring game, that does give Rushi a better chance. Mason Dayport over the timeline for the Raiders. He veers left, pulls up, foul line. It is good. It hit the rim, backboard, and trickled through. Big jumper by Mason Dayport.
Rushi's had much better looks at the basket. I'm not sure Versailles has gotten more than two shots off.
No question. You're right, Chuck. Rushi's had some very fine open shots and could easily have as many as 6 points. 2-0 Raiders. Here's a long three by Stammen, near wing. Yes! And Versailles is on the board and in front, 3-2. Michael Stammen can unload from distance. Here's Hunter Kohi for Rushi. He buries it. A three ball, a trifecta. No, his front foot was on the line. 4-3 in favor of the Raiders. Rushi's shooting is on the mark. Arns high left. Gives it up straight away to McElDowney. He pops. Got it. Three-pointer. McElDowney for the Tigers. 6-4 Versailles on two threes from the guards. Stammen and McElDowney in front. Here's Mason Dayport outside the arc. He sprints toward the basket along the left side of the lane. And the ball is carved away from him. Good heads-up defensive action by Stammen of Versailles. It goes out of bounds. It will be thrown in the corner of the floor by Jack Dayport of Rushi, which trails 6-4, 4:12 to go in the first. Jack Dayport looks, goes into Jordan York. He forces his way down the lane, and the shot is blocked. Great play by Arms. He swats it out of bounds in the corner. Rushi will throw in from nearly the same spot. Baseline, deep in the corner. Jack Dayport to trigger. 4:07 to go here in the first quarter. Ball lobbed into Kearns, foul line. Hands to Mason Dayport. Mason, left-hand dribble. Goes back out at the Raiders logo at midcourt. Tries to fend off Stammen. Still dribbling. Near side pass, Jack Dayport on the arc. To York. York at the foul line, almost shoots. Gives it up on the play to Kearns. Kearns whistles his way through the lane. A left-handed runner. Yes! He used the backboard. Nice shot. Tied at six on the two-pointer by Daniel Kearns. 3:36 to go in the first. High left, it's Carter May who's checked in now for Versailles. Baseline left to A.J. Arns. He dribbles, fumbled the ball, steps out of bounds.
These are the same three officials we had this afternoon for the Miami East Versailles game. Then we had a little dinner with them at Brookings.
Or the Miami East.
Miami East Fort Laramie game, yeah. And then we had a little dinner with them at Brookings. And now here they are calling the game tonight.
Yep, they're getting a taste of good Shelby County League Midwest Athletic Conference basketball. Here's a long triple. Jordan York for Rushi. Swish! He's got it. Jordan York from downtown. He was out in Route 47 on that one. 9-6 Raiders. Versailles down the floor to hurry. Baseline left corner. A.J. Arnes starts a drive. Blocked at the rim by Rushi. It goes out of bounds.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was Jordan York. And A.J. Arnes is a strong kid. And York stood right there toe-to-toe with him.
Carter May in the game now for Versailles for Easton. Here's a good inbounds pass to Justin Arnes. He catches, glides to the rim, and kisses one in off the window. 9-8, Rushi by a point. 2:55 left in the first. Scoring pace has really picked up. Nobody tallied a single point for about 2 minutes and 50 seconds. We've had a flurry here in the last 2.5 minutes plus. Rushi inbounding in the half court. Kearns looks, gives it to Mason Daypour between the circles. Rushi Raiders have not substituted yet. Here's a fadeaway. Mason Daypour, foul line, off to the left, no good. Rebounded by Justin Arnes of Versailles. Down the floor to Carter May. Pulls up. Sends it out back to Kyle Jones, is in now. He slides into the lane. Goes to Carter May. A deep left corner trifecta. Got it.
Three threes now for the Tigers.
11-9 Versailles, and none of those triples by Justin Arnes.
None of them.
Mason Daypour, midcourt for Rushi. On the bounce. Mason angles off into the right corner. Leads Jordan York below the rim. The pass is wide. It goes out of bounds. 11-9 Versailles. 2:11 to go, first period. Depth will be a factor. Versailles has made at least, what, 1, 2, 3 changes so far. There's the first modification to the Rushi lineup as Evan Monier, a 5'9" junior guard, checks in. He's on the floor for Mason Daypour. Outside the arc on the right, it's Kyle Jones for the Versailles Tigers. Kyle, a 5'10 senior. He gives it to Arnes. His line drive three from the right flank. Short, no good. Rim backboard. Rebound into the hands of Easton of Versailles. Good defense by Rushi. Easton muffs it off his leg. It goes out of bounds to the Raiders. 11-9 Versailles. Rushi's done a pretty good job, wouldn't you say, Chuck? Hanging right with the visiting team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're making baskets. That's what you got to do.
Here's Cohee. Here's Monier. Straight away, Jack Daypour, 25-foot triple around and out. Rebound down to Carter May of Versailles. Up ahead to Jones. Now Jones slows it. 90 seconds to go in the first. Popping out of the left is Arnes. He wants to drive on York. Can't do it. Jordan York all over Justin Arnes. Deep right corner, Noah Richard on the floor now for the Versailles Tigers. Noah's checked in. 6'3" senior. Here's a baseline J by Easton off the flange. Rebound kicks out to Jones. Now Arnes, a long one, straight away, hard. Rebound Rushi. Evan Monier on the giddy-up. Down the floor to Daypour. Jack's got it. Minute left, first quarter. 11-9 Versailles. Three ball. Rushi, Jack Daypour, in, out, no good. Rebound Tigers. Here's the locomotive, Justin Arnes, down the floor. He's not stopped. He makes a swirling move through the lane and shovels it high off the window, and it rolls right through the ropes. What a play by Arnes. That is unstoppable. 13-9. Raiders trail by 4. Half minute to go, first quarter. Here's Jack Daypour, shot fake. Goes to the foul line. Wraparound pass for York. Baseline right. Follow-away jump shot swatted out of bounds. Solid defensive play by Carter May of Versailles. Carter Francis in now for Rushi, 6'1 junior. Extended break here at the end of the quarter for Jack Daypour and Jordan York. Baseline right of the basket. Playmaker Monier for Rushi, 24.5 to go. First quarter, 13-9 in favor of Versailles. Rushi airmails the pass out to midcourt to Carter Francis, broken up. And here's McElgowney getting the loose ball. He might have taken 3 running steps before laying it in. There was no whistle. He traveled big time. A good breakup at midcourt by Versailles, which got the bust-out layup the other way. 6 seconds to go in the first. Here's Carter Francis. Gives it up on the play to Monier. A step-back triple at the buzzer. Yes! He's got it. A bomb by Evan Monier. Versailles 15, Rushi 12. After 1 on scores, broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Rushi. Very good game in progress. Rushi tallied the last points of the first quarter of play. A long, long three-pointer of Evan Monier just before the buzzer. And alternating arrow gives Rushi the ball to start quarter number two. It's Kearns in the post. Kearns twists and turns against A.J. Arns on the arc to Carter Francis. He stumbles to the foul line, gives it up right flank to Evan Monier. On a weave, it's fed straight away to Carter Francis. Outside the arc on the left of Monier, Jordan York posts up on Justin Arns in the lane. A leaner, looked like a foul on the wrist, but Justin Arns, no call. It's ruled a block, and Versailles comes away with it. Here's McElnowney coming in from the left wing. A teardrop up and in. Count it and a foul. Rushi got there late and undercut him. What a play by Keaton McElnowney of the Tigers.
Yeah, that's great concentration. He took the bump out on the drive, but he continued, and that was a good call. That was a correct call. No such thing as a good call.
Dion Putoff, a senior guard, 5'11 player. Fine shortstop on the baseball team. In now for Rushi as McElnowney completes the three-point play. Sinks the free throw. Six-point lead again for Versailles, 18-12. Far left wing, it's Putoff. Putoff almost dragged the foot on a weave to Monier. Monier slices through the lane, throws it up with one hand, off the flange, no good. A.J. Arns rebound, down to Justin, driving, shooting, scoring, and a foul against Rushi.
That was a silly foul right there. There's absolutely no reason to go up with him there.
And with 6:57 left in the second quarter, the Versailles Tigers have pulled away to an 8-point lead and have Justin Arns at the foul line when we return after this timeout on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
The Versailles Tigers have spurted a 20-12 lead for the visiting team. The orange and black on top by eight. Justin Arns at the free throw line. Justin Arns got off to a slow start. He's been rolling here in the last couple minutes, end of the first quarter, start of the second. Chuck, we've had Versailles now five times. I really don't see a significant weakness in the Tigers' game.
I don't either. I mean, sometimes they coast a little bit, but they're just so talented. And this young man getting ready to shoot a free throw is as good as we've seen this year.
Justin Arns to finish off the three-point play, and he does. 21-12 now. Versailles up 9. Seems like just seconds ago. It was a three-point contest. Evan Monier behind the back on the dribble at midcourt. Evan drilled in the long three ball for Ruchin in the first quarter. Deep right corner, York. Baseline right, Kearns. Kearns twisting, turning, lays it up a little too hard over the top of A.J. Arns. Weak side rebound, smacked out to Stammen. Look at him go down the floor, all the way to the rack, short. Here comes Ruchin the other way. Jack Napor stops, head of the key, doesn't let it fly. Knocked away from behind by Justin Arns. To A.J., to Justin. And he tried to flush it. He tried to flush it, and he missed it too hard. The rebound down to Easton. Easton with the gimme. It's no good. Ruchin dodges two bullets. Here come the Raiders over the timeline. Monier, right side, Jack Napor. Napor drives, baseline right on A.J. Arns. Napor left-handed in the lane. Yes! Little scoop shot, but Jack Napor, well done. 21-14, seven-point lead for Versailles. Last trip down, Tigers missed two very, very easy ones. A.J. Arns on the arc, handoff to Justin. Double team, throws it cross court to Heaston. Little five-footer, he's bothered, he missed it. Rebound knocked out by Ruchin. Great pass there by Justin Arns. Heaston needed to catch and go up strong.
Yeah, he waited too long. He needed to catch and go up.
5 minutes, 37 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Inbound to Justin Arns, low on the left. He's sandwiched by two players, and one of them in a white shirt for Ruchin got a piece of the forearm of Justin Arns, who strolls to the stripe. He's got two foul shots coming. 21-14 for sales by 7 over Ruchin. We played 2 minutes 25 seconds here in quarter number 2. Arns toes the stripe. He's got it. 22-14. Carter May back in for Versailles. Deion Putoff back in for Ruchin. Mason Daypour on the floor, along with Evan Monier, Jack Daypour, Hunter Cohey, Justin Arns. Loops up two free throws, makes each one, and the lead is stretched back out to 9. McIldowney, Justin Arns, Carter May, A.J. Arns, Stammen on the court for the Tigers. Here's Mason Daypour, top of the circle. Wants to go middle of the floor, into the lane. It's choked off. On a weave to Evan Monier. In the post, Hunter Cohey. Good shot fake. Goes up late. Deflected by Versailles. It was altered. It's on the deck. What's been called? I think a foul on Versailles. And Ruchin will inbound below the basket. 5:11 to go, second quarter. The difference in this game, 9 points. Baseline left, Deion Putoff will trigger. He looks. Far left wing, it's Evan Monier, who jacks up a three-way short. Rebound collected by McIldowney. Outlet to Carter May. Shovels to Stammen in the corner. Now McIldowney. Now Stammen. A long triple. Way short. Barely caught the front iron. Ball bounced right to Jack Daypour. Long lead out to Monier. Monier barrels toward the rim. He spilled at the basket. Two-shot foul for Monier. Chuck, at times, it resembles the first ever Ruchin Versailles football game.
And they're banging around out there, that's for sure.
Well, they are.
Versailles have the advantage in football, though. They have equipment.
Yeah. Here is a two-shot situation for Evan Monier. High arch, up and in. I should say Deion Putoff's at the stripe.
Putoff, yep.
33, not 35. And Deion sinks it, 23-15 in favor of Versailles. Raiders cannot afford to allow the Tigers to race out to a double-digit halftime lead. I think last night what Versailles led Minster by, was it 16?
16, 18, something like that.
At the break? It was far too many.
It was over at the break.
Yeah, sure was. Both foul shots, but Deion put off dead center. Deion connects twice, 23-16. Tigers up 7, 4:45 to go, second quarter. Kyle Jones back on the floor now. In there for the Tigers, returning to the lineup after nursing a leg injury. Here's a long three, Justin Arns, right corner. Nobody got to him, no hand in his face, and he drilled it. 26-16, in favor of Versailles. Here's York at midcourt. Justin Arns tries to claw it away. Overguarding, finally called on Versailles.
Yeah, they called that on McIldowney. He got a hand in there and grabbed the wrist.
McIldowney on a hook. 4:23 left, second quarter, 26-16 in favor of Versailles. Rushi cannot let this get away from them anymore than it is now. Here's Daniel Kearns trying to zip it into Carter Francis, broken up by Keaton McIldowney. Versailles Tigers, like last night, challenging every single pass. Inbounding Kearns again. He looks. It goes to Mason Daypour, deflected by Jones into the backcourt, and Daypour traces it down for Rushi. Daypour head of the key. Elbow on the right to Kearns, back to Daypour, near side, a long three ball in the air, short, no good. Rebound in by Carter Francis, and a foul. Big board by Francis.
Did a good job of rebounding from behind the player without going over the back and fouling.
4:11 to go here in the second quarter, 26-18 in favor of Versailles. Carter Francis now a chance for a big three-point play. That would match the three-pointer from the corner seconds ago by Justin Arns of Versailles. Justin Arns, A.J. Arns, McIldowney, Noah Richard, Kyle Jones on the floor for Versailles. Carter Francis, three-point play chance. Missed it, little lengthy. Rebound, Justin Arns. Bounce pass to McIldowney. He barrels in from the right wing, and we've got a blocking foul against Carter Francis, who got there just a half a second late for the Rushi Raiders. Two shots for McIldowney. Neither team shying away from contact.
No, you knew they weren't going to. There's not a lot of love out there on the floor. A lot of respect, but right. Not a lot of love.
That's well said. Free throw, McIldowney, got it. 27-18. Tigers up 9 again. 4:05 to go, second quarter. Second shot, Keaton McIldowney for the visiting team. He rattles that one in.
He's got 10.
Fine game for McIldowney. He's got his per-game average beaten already by about 8-tenths of a point. Foul line, Jordan York for Rushi. He slips down the right side of the lane. Well guarded near the basket. Awkward shot. It was altered. No good. Short. Rebound tipped away to A.J. Arns. Here come the Tigers. McIldowney, 25 feet away. Now Justin, held by Kearns.
Still going to be a common foul. I think that was 5 or 16.
And Rushi not at the limit of 7 yet. Side court, out of bounds. Tigers are up 10. 3:42 to go, first half. Noah Richard to throw it in play for Versailles. A lot of orange and black folks down to our right.
A lot of green, and I'm not sure what that's about.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. A lot of young folks across the way for Rushi and green. Blue and gold on the far stands for the Rushi Raiders. Here's Kyle Jones out of control, right down the middle, fumbled it, lost it, stripped. Other way, Jack Daypour for Rushi. He steamrolls to the rim, left it short. Rebound Tigers, who throw it away 60 feet down the floor. Rushi gets it back. 3:22 left here in the first half. 10-point lead Tigers. Frenetic pace there for about 15 seconds, but no production. York on the arc, hangs on to it. Now Kearns, near side pass, intended on the play for Jack Daypour, and Justin Arns made a courageous steal, fell to the floor. He's on his back in front of the scorer's table, and he got a timeout called. How about that? 3:07 left in the half. Tigers up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, so many thanks to Goffney Furniture, located in Sydney. That's West Michigan Avenue, west of I-75, Route 47. You make a left if you're headed north on 75. Goffney Furniture, outstanding, high-quality furniture, priced to meet your budget's needs. Go to the Goffney website for coupons and greater savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces. Goffney Furniture, use the design center and room planning service. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Tigers with a possession. Inside the arc of the left wing, McIldowney arches and swishes. He's got 12 in this game.
And that is the lead, 12.
30-18 Tigers. Evan Monier's got the ball for Rushi. Biggest difference in the contest. Hunter Cohey, top of the circle. Left side, Jack Daypour steps back. Look out. He banked it. A three ball. Don't believe he intended.
No, but that probably makes up for the first two he shot that were all the way down and came back out. So sometimes you get some luck.
Yeah, they were. He had two huge in and outs early. Here's Versailles trying a three. Noah Richard not guarded. Missed it short. No good. Rebound of Amonier. He is pursued in backcourt and fouled. It goes against Stammen.
Kids have to understand sometimes there's a reason they're not guarded.
Right. It was 30-18, now 30-21. And the Raiders will come down the floor with a chance to knife it to six. It's been a dozen. We're near the two-minute mark. Second quarter. Monier against Stammen. Timeline. High right. Monier drives all the way to the rack. Overshoots it. Rebound down to Easton for the Versailles Tigers. Up the floor to Stammen between the circles. Far left side of the floor, Justin Arns. Look at that defense by Daypour. Long cross-court pass. It is collected by A.J. Arns, who dishes to Easton in the post, and Hunter Cody climbs his back. Foul, still common. Out-of-bounds Tigers. 1:45 left, second quarter. 31-21 Versailles. Inbounding is Stammen. Let's see where Justin Arns goes. He stays right around the basket. Ball fed right corner, A.J. Arns. Now Justin comes off a moving screen. He caught it, missed it, but A.J. wasn't stationary. Foul Tigers, possession Raiders. 1:41 to go, second quarter.
Wonder if they foul each other that way at the dinner table sometimes when there's only one pork chop left.
Whoever's got the longer reach gets the better of that deal.
Justin's got the longer reach. AJ's got a little more bulk.
So. Here comes Mason Daypour. Critical possession for Rushi. Mason Daypour, top of the circle, down the lane, running one-hander. Banked it, no good. Little strong. Good try. Rebound Tigers. Here comes Kyle Jones. Cuts left and right. Baseline left. McIldowney to the rim. Yes! What a play. Kyle Jones set up McIldowney, who's got 14. 33-21 in favor of Versailles. On the arc is Monier. Straight away goes to Kearns. A foul line, Jay on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound McIldowney for Versailles. Backcourt to Jones. A minute left in the half. Nobody stops Jones. A late feed to a teammate. It's in. Easton got the basket. What an assist by Jones. The beneficiary was Evan Easton. 14-point game now, 35-21. Here's Daniel Kearns on the block. Around Arns. Good. Nice maneuver down in low by Kearns. Fast break for Sales. Ahead to McIldowney. Got it for two more. 37-23 for Sales. Tigers are off and running.
Keaton's having a career in this game.
I should say so. What's he got, 14, 16?
16.
Outside the arc, Monier for Rushi. 20 seconds to go, second quarter. Right wing, Mason Daypour. Baseline, spins, banks, 14-footer, no good. Rebound down to Kyle Jones of Versailles. He goes to midcourt, lost the ball. Mason Daypour, 2-on-1 to Cohey. Shot fake, up and around and out, no good. And a rebounding foul, I think, against the Tigers from behind. With 3.5 left in the first half of this game. It's a shooting situation for Hunter Cohey. Yep, the game has gotten away from the Raiders a little bit late in the second quarter. And the separation is 14. Cohey needs these two at the charity stripe. apparently it's not in the act of shooting, and I see a one-and-one signal. He's got to make the first to earn the bonus. Free throw by Hunter is no good. Rebound speared by Justin Arns. 2 seconds left. Justin over the timeline. Can't get the shot away as the first half closes. And a fine conclusion to quarter number two for the Tigers, who surge to a 14-point edge over Rushi, 37-23 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, 37-23 for Sales leads Rushi at the halftime after a big 23-point second quarter by the Versailles Tigers. Like to congratulate Carl Arns at Brooklands in Fort Loramie, new owner-manager, taking over after 12 years of superb service provided by Joyce and Dale Barhorst. Same fine menu, same great food. Pork chop special on Saturday night, that's this evening, at Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. You can't beat Brookins. No better place to eat like Brookins. Many specialty sandwiches, outstanding roasted chicken, pizza. As I mentioned, the pork chop special, a variety of good burgers. Your food is always cooked fresh at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Also, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S hyphen USA.com.
I had the chicken, and as usual, it was superb.
Yep.
Carl knows his stuff.
Delicious food at Brookins. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 14-point lead, Tigers.
Well, 21-9 rebounding advantage to the Tigers. 3-2 on the offensive boards. The Tigers turned it six times in the first half. Rushi only turned it four. That's one plus for them. We talked about no live ball turnovers. They've really done a good job of that in the first half. Didn't shoot the ball well at all. And they got no second half or second chance points because Versailles has that 12 rebounding edge. 2 of 4 from the free throw line for the Raiders. Versailles went six times, made all six of them. Individual scoring for the Tigers. Keaton McElDowney, 16 points, 11 here in the second quarter, 12 for Justin Arns, Then they drop all the way down to May, who hit a three. Hestand had two, and they scored 15 and 22, 37 for the half. For the Raiders, they got a lot more people that scored, but they're very, very low. They got Daniel Kearns had six, and then they had three out of Evan Monier, three out of Jordan York, three out of Jack Daypor, two each from Mason Daypor, Hunter Cohey, Carter Francis, and Dion Putoff. They scored 12 and 11. They trailed 37 and 23 at the half.
It doesn't seem like the Rushi Raiders will get much inside, Chuck, on this night against Versailles. It's imperative Rushi shoots those mid-range and long-range jumpers very, very well over the last two quarters, or this could get away from the home team and become a blowout.
Well, early in the game, they had three real good looks at threes. Jack Daypor had two, and Mason Daypor had one, and all three of those shots were down under the rim and came back out. Even if they make two of those three, I think it's a little different game right now because Versailles, though, got on a roll. Keaton McEldowney is getting 16 for you and a half, things are going well for you.
Tigers are really tough to beat when Keaton McEldowney is dropping in 16. Now, don't sell him short. He averages nine and a half a game, but he's got 16 after two quarters. He is on fire.
Right, and they're running at Justin Arns, like we talked about before the game. Arns is so good at finding the open man, and that has been McEldowney pretty much in the first half.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 14-point lead Tigers at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It is time now here on scoresbroadcast.com for our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal in Jackson Center. It promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the start of Scores Broadcast a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight a couple cheerleaders, one from each school for Rushi. It's Anna Fissinger, a junior cheerleader, perfect 4.0 GPA. Anna is the daughter of Craig and Stacy, active in National Honor Society, cross country, track, FTA. She is the vice president of the junior class, and she also participates in the leadership team at church. She's undecided about which university she'd like to pursue radiology. Anna Fissinger, junior cheerleader at Rushi. For the Versailles Tigers, we recognize senior cheerleader Corey Lawrence, the daughter of Dan and Lori, active in National Honor Society, Varsity V, FTA, FCA, also Club Interact, softball, and she participates and many other activities. By the way, she's an outstanding softball pitcher for the Versailles Lady Tigers. She'll go on to Wright State, and she'd like to become a delivery nurse. Good for her. Anna Fissinger, junior cheerleader at Rushi. Corey Lawrence, senior cheerleader at Versailles, recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Since the loss by Versailles back on January 9th to Fort Loramie in overtime by a final score of 48-46, the Tigers have walloped Sydney by 15, Lima Central Catholic by 22, Fort Recovery by 27, last night Mister by 20. Versailles playing its best ball of the year, and tonight looking pretty good as well, ahead by 14. We start the fourth quarter, Tigers possession. Or I should say third quarter. Thank you, Chuck, for holding up three fingers. Getting ahead of myself here. Justin Arns, 25 feet away, loops it cross court. Leaping catch by A.J. Arns.
He hasn't scored.
A.J. without a point so far. He's looked good in other phases. Here is Justin Arns below the rim. Gets caught in midair and makes a bad pass. Intercepted by Ruchik. Down the floor, Mason Daypour, the five who started the game on the court for the Raiders. Left wing Kearns. Jack Daypour needs to get red hot. Goes to Mason. To Kohi. Baseline left. Back to the basket. Spin move on Heaston. Missed it. No good. Fine defense by Heaston. Shot a little bit short off the window. Rebound down to Justin Arns. Stops. Top of the circle. Lets it go. Got it. Justin Arns. Straight away. A trifecta. 40-23. Tigers up 17. Biggest lead. Jack Daypour counters for Rushi. Long three ball high in the air off the back iron. Rebound Tigers. Down the floor, Stammen. Stammen between the rings. Veers off to the right. Sets up the action. Goes right wing to McElhoney. Hits the cutter. Justin Arns below the rim. He fades away. 12-footer baseline right. Swish.
That was all one motion. Caught it, faded it, turned, and shot it with that left hand. That is pretty.
You don't see that in Division IV boys high school basketball or Division III. Rarely in Division I. Steal Justin Arns. Midcourt all the way down. A big-time flush. A dunk. Justin Arns swiped it. Away he went. 21-point lead. Rushi in serious trouble. 6:21 to go, third quarter. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer at the Rushi Gym. Chuck McBee alongside. 21-point differential for Sales Tigers have busted this thing wide open.
Well, Arns scored eight. Justin Arns scored all 7 points here in the first minute and a half of the third quarter, and the Rushi students are not chanting overrated anymore.
Here's Mason Daypour. Veers off to the right. Gives it to Jack Daypour for the Raiders. Straight away to Kearns. Left side pass to Putoff. On top, Mason Daypour. He's guarded by Kyle Jones. In the right corner, Jack Daypour. 6 minutes left, third quarter. 21-point spread. Spin move, Mason below the foul line. Hits it, 12-footer. Nice shot.
A kid, he's a sophomore, becoming a basketball player before his career is done.
Sure is. This was a 15-12 game at the end of one.
Wow.
Look out, look out. 27-footer right through the bottom of the well.
Rushi came out in a 1-3-1. Arns caught it, just said, okay, I can shoot over a zone, and boom.
Guess who? Justin Arns lights it up again. 47-25. 22-point lead restored for the Tigers. Deep in the left corner, Mason Dayport angles into the lane, rises up, short jumper off the rim. Hit it twice, fell into the lap of Stammen. Down the floor to A.J. Arnes, who pivots and takes steps. 5:21 left in the third, 47-25 Rushing. This was a 15-12 game after one. Since then, 32-13, a 19-point difference in favor of the visiting team, the Tigers.
We're watching a Division III school that has as every bit of chance as anybody in the state of winning the state championship.
You're so right. Not a weakness on this Versailles club. Here's Jordan York, deep right corner. Deion Putoff, pick and roll with Kearns. It almost goes out of bounds. Heaves it back in. Caught by Jack Dayport in the corner. Now York, baseline left. Now Dayport, 25 feet away. On top to Monier for Rushing. Below five to play third quarter. Monier dribbles right into Justin Arnes. Justin's a bit too aggressive with the hands and wrapped him up.
Well, what he saw was an open court for another slam dunk at the other end.
Yeah, he sure did. 4:49 left in the third quarter. 47-25 Tigers. Far side of the court. Deion put off inbounds for Rushi. It goes to Monier, 30 feet away. Whips it near side to Jack Dayport. Shot fake. Pulls up from 12. Doesn't cut it loose. Now York shot fake. Glides into the lane. Kisses one in off the window. Well done by Jordan York. 47-27. Rushi down 20. Superb offensive play by York of the Raiders. 25 feet away, McEldowney for Versailles. Team fouls, only one committed in this half, that by the Tigers. Here's Arnes, another step back three. It rattles, in and out twice, no good.
That was 32 feet out, I promise you.
Here come the Raiders on the run. Down the floor, York to Monier. Deep left corner, Deion Putoff. Putoff behind the back on the dribble. Hits a teammate in the corner. Baseline Kearns. Deep three, York, short. York tries to follow. Can't get to it. And it's raked in on the play by Versailles. Heaston down the floor. A.J. Arnes all the way to the cup. Good! Solid drive by Arnes. He flies to the basket in a heartbeat. 49-27 in favor of the Tigers. 3.5 to go third quarter. Three-pointer, Jack Dayport. We could tell from up here. He pulled that shot to the left. Long rebound, though, Rushi. Punched away out near midcourt by A.J. Arnes. A.J. pulls up from 15 feet, fouled on the play, but put off. That Versailles is shooting better. Much of the game, a half step quicker, getting to the loose balls. Tigers defense has been really scrappy and tenacious, just like last night.
I'll tell you, what came prepared was the Rushi student section. Their last chant was, Kyle's better.
That's funny.
Kids are so creative.
Referring to Kyle Arnes, of course. Here's a steal. Inbounds by the Tigers. Intercepted by the Raiders. Rushi down the floor to put off. In for the layup for two. 49-29. Versailles leads, 3 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Behind the back of the dribble, Jones, foul line. Carter May steps back, guns
wow.
A three. Yes, he's got it. Carter May picking right up where he left off last night. He was very good against Minster last evening, and he can shoot it from all over the floor. He is really feeling comfortable coming in off the bench as a sixth or seventh man for these Tigers.
He's such a good defensive player, but boy, if he's going to add that kind of offensive power, he's going to be a force for him.
52-29, Versailles up to 23, 2:53 to go in the fourth quarter. And Rushi will be hard-pressed to get this game into the 40s. We have 2:53 to go here in the third. Last night, Minster wound up with 41. This Versailles team plays defense every bit as well as it plays at the other end of the floor.
Yeah, they play hard every place out there.
And it looks like a timeout. Well, no, I thought maybe
they slid on the floor with the wet uniform, so they're just mopping up a little bit after A.J.
Moisture soaked up with some dry rags across the way. Rushi will inbounds in backcourt. That's a new number on the floor. Carter Stevie in. He's a 6'3 senior. Up the floor to Monier, over guarding against Justin Arntz. And if this were a close game, that would be a significant foul.
Yeah, that's his second.
Rushi ball, far side of the floor. Monier will trigger. Head coach Spencer Cordonier for the Raiders is looking for that successful combination. Hasn't found it tonight. Ball thrown into Jordan York, back to Stevie. Stevie, 25 feet away. Picked up there by Noah Richard. Foul line, back to the basket. York. And York looks away for a minute. Arns is guarding him on the front side. And nearly a pickpocket by Noah Richard from the backside.
Yep, he snuck up on him.
Ball goes out of bounds. Far side of the floor. Rushi retains it. Inbounded by Carter Francis to Mason Dayport. Fed to York on top. A reach around, a poke away by Justin Arns. And then a reach in from behind, then a foul by York as Justin Arns was loose, headed the other way.
Well, that was a good foul by York because that was getting ready to be 2 points at the other end. A very probably stylish 2 points.
You tend to underestimate the defense of Justin Arns. Yeah, he's 6'6", jumps well. But, you know, when those arms are limp alongside his body, Chuck, do they come close to touching the ground?
He can tie his shoes without bending over.
There you go.
That's what I was going to say.
You got it. 2 minutes, 29 seconds left here in the third quarter, and the crowd has been taken right out of this gym.
Yeah, the Versailles students are still having fun. Nobody in blue and gold's having a good time right now.
Rarely have I witnessed a crowd here at Rushi this lifeless in the third quarter. It's pretty quiet. 2 minutes, 25 seconds remaining. Third stanza. Versailles with the ball, up 23. Jones gives it up top of the circle to A.J. Arns. Back to Jones, right wing A.J. Coming out to catch is Justin. Goes to work on York. Started to drive. Instead, let go a three ball. Way short, but it's caught by Jones below the basket. He circles around and hooks it up and in. Versailles can do no wrong. Leading by 25. Here's Kearns. Here's Carter Francis. Here's Jack Dayport. Carter in the corner unloads a three. Short, no good. Rebound Kearns, and he took a shove from a Versailles player. Minute 52 to go in the third quarter. Carter Francis to inbounds, right of the basket for Rushi. Rushi has an interesting combination out there. McEldowney back on the court for the Versailles Tigers. It's Francis, Kearns, Jack Dayport, Mason Dayport, and Stevie for Rushi. A.J. Arns is out in favor of Easton. It's him, Noah Richard, McEldowney, Carter May, and Kyle Jones. Ball whipped into the lane to Stevie. Gets a cutter, Mason Dayport down the lane. All the way to the rim with the left hand for two.
They change hands in midair. That's a good move right there.
Minute 40 to go, third quarter, 54-31 Versailles. Dribbling into the right corner for the Tigers, and tripped on the play is Heaston. Common foul. Three on Rushi, three on Versailles in this half. And the ball will be inbounded by Noah Richard, far side of the floor for the Tigers. He goes into the corner to May, hits the cutter Richard. Here's a leaner, offensive foul. Close call. Looked like the Rushi player might have been bending backward.
He was sideways. They usually don't get that call, but I think that would have been a better no call.
Richard was barging in there, nearly out of control. Call went the Raiders' way. Won't make much difference. It's a 23-point game. Minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Top of the circle, Carter Francis. Topping out on the right is Kearns. Across the top of the circle to Jack Dayport, who almost walked. Dayport, three steps behind the three-point arc. A lot of rim, backboard no good. Rebounding foul, Rushi. Carter May went up and speared it for the Tigers. He was whacked on the arm.
These are just silly fouls at this point. He's got control of it. You just reach out and whack him.
1 minute, 18 seconds to go, third quarter, 54-31 in favor of Versailles. Yep, we've seen the Tigers put away Sydney, Minster, right now, up 23 over Rushi. 1, 2, 3 passes for the Tigers in the forecourt. A long triple by Jones, no good. And storming in for the rebound is Noah Richard, who fouls. 1:04 left in the third quarter.
And they broke the press with three passes and had a shot at a layup and missed it.
Yeah, this is an excellent passing team. Very good shooting team. They run the floor beautifully, share it well. Outside the arc on the right, Mason Daypour, Hunter Cohee. Flips a pass into the post, broken up by Richard. Loose ball on the arc, foul. Tigers 20 feet from the rim with 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. And this third period has begun to stall
a
little bit.
We have hit a big patch of mud, and we're just sitting here spinning right now.
23-point lead, Tigers. Still a common foul situation. Rushi inbounding right below us. It's Carter Francis zipping it in to Evan Monier between the circles. Gets a high screen from Hunter Cohee. Hangs on. Goes to Stevie. Now Jack Daypour. A.J. Arns on him. Ball whipped around the top of the circle. Left corner, Daypour gets it. Here's a step back triple. Boom, it's right through. Jack Daypour finally connects. Under half minute to go. Third quarter, 54-34. McEldowney down in midcourt for Versailles. Bounce pass ahead to Carter May. To A.J. Arns. To McEldowney, the cutter. McEldowney to the rack, up and in. Great example right there, beating pressure, sharing the ball. 10 seconds left in the period. Here's Hunter Cohee. Carter Francis, left corner, shoots it and makes it. It's a triple. And let's see, a whistle blows, 3 ticks in the clock. Not sure what happened.
I'm going to say it's probably a warning.
Maybe the clock inadvertently stopped for some reason. Shouldn't have.
No, I think it stopped on a whistle. I think it was a warning that somebody touched the ball from Rushi after the ball went through.
Delay of game by the Raiders, perhaps, after the ball went through the net. The three by Carter Francis. 3 seconds exactly to go in the third quarter. It's a 19-point game. Versailles will inbound it. They've got to go the length. Was a 22-point contest till the three by Francis. Midcourt Jones for Versailles, off and running. A runner, 25 feet out, backboard rim, no good. And the third quarter's in the books. 56-37, Versailles over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
A big shout-out tonight to Superior Aluminum in Rushi, family-owned and operated for 60 years. Superior is now in its third generation of business management. Superior is one of the most successful mid-market companies in Ohio. Thank you, Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And the building market knows the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi as a distributor for many high-quality products. Masonite, Superior Aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze, and Doug Borchers, and all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. Rushi Raiders with the ball. We start the fourth quarter. Here's Kearns, foul line, twisting in the lane. Left-hand hook over A.J. Arns, no good. Oh, what a follow!
That was Putoff.
Wow, Deion Putoff plays the trail down the lane, leaping in the air. He got a great stick back. Fine effort by Putoff. 56-39, Versailles by 17. I think the biggest lead's 23, 52-29. A little mini 10-4 run here by Rushi. Deep in the left corner, McIldowney for the Tigers. 30 seconds gone in the fourth. McIldowney gave it up, got it back. Goes cross court to Stammen. Right baseline, short corner, Easton open, doesn't shoot. Little give and go, left side of the floor. Justin Arns, McIldowney, two more.
That is for a kid that averages 28 points a game, that is so unselfish right there.
58-39, 19-point lead, Tigers. Here's Jack Dayport, 25 feet away. Angles, top of the circle. Goes left side to Kearns. Kearns hits Jordan York. Off balance over Justin Arns. Shy of the mark, no good. Good rebound, Justin. Bounce pass ahead for Easton, too far. Out of bounds, it rolls. Raiders get it back. 6:55 to go in the game. 58-39 in favor of Versailles. Midcourt, here comes Evan Monier for the Raiders. Lobbing down inside for Kearns. Off balance, caught it. Fed it back to Putoff. Shot fake, up again, blocked. Loose ball corner. Monier runs it down for the Raiders. He's hacked from behind by A.J. Arns of the Tigers. 6:39 to go. Still a 19-point game. Should be a 1-1. Evan Monier to the stripe. So many thanks here on scorersbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance, outstanding underwriting sponsor for 11 years here on scorersbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Free throw by Evan Monier is good. Second shot also perfect. 58-41, Versailles by 17. Stammen in backcourt for the Tigers. Picked up by Monier. Goes right, then left. Sends it off to Justin Arns, to McIldowney, to Justin, foul line. Back to McIldowney, behind him, and into the Tigers' bench. 6:24 to be played in the game. Rushi's got to mount a fast and furious rally. Evan Monier, 30 feet away. Off into the left corner. He releases to Jordan York. York on the dribble, screen by Monier. Here's York cutting to the basket, down the lane, left it short, no good. Rebound Justin Arns. It's a two-on-two. Justin Arns goes up in the air, over the top of a Raider, and charges. That was a high wire act by Justin Arns. He took off about the foul line, and he was floating up and over the shoulders of a Raider. Don't know if Justin was going to pass it, try to dunk it, or what. But the ball came out of his hands. It was whistled a charge. Here's Evan Monier, 20 feet out. Foul line extended right. Daniel Kearns. Kearns puts up a 15-foot jumper. Deflected on the play by Easton. Here's Versailles with the rebound. Easton cherry picking. He's got two more. Jack Dayport spots up. Bombs away on the three. Shy of the mark. No good. Rebound Justin Arns. Foul in backcourt on York Gavrushi. 5:37 left in the game, 60-41 in favor of the Tigers. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville on board with us. Thank you, Dickman. Four locations, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville for Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. And don't forget, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, three locations, generation after generation of great service. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City and Sydney. Don't forget now, in Troy, every Monday in February from 5 to 8 p.m., children eat free at Troy Frisch's. 5:20 left to go, fourth quarter, loose ball kicked out of bounds by the Raiders on the far side. Mason Dayport got a shoe on it. McIldowney will inbound. How many for Keaton McIldowney? Has he got to 20 yet?
He's got 20 exactly.
McEldowney inbounding. Out back to A.J. Arns. Left wing, Justin Arns. Dishes to Heaston. Heaston barrels to the rim. He's got a deuce. Another great assist by Justin Arns. Here is Jack Dayfour into the forecourt. Fires. Short, no good. Rebound tapped off to Hunter Cohey, and he lays it through. Jack Dayfour not finding the range tonight. Wouldn't have made a whole lot of difference, though. Tigers lead by 19. 5 minutes to go. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Don't forget on Tuesday night here on scoresbroadcast.com, the St. Marucie Raiders travel to Anna. It is a big Shelby County League contest, each team with one loss. Marucie lost to Fort Loramie, and Marucie beat Anna earlier in the year right here in this gym, 57-56. Marucie, Fort Loramie, Anna, all with one setback in the Shelby County League. Here's Jones, midcourt, top of the key. He's got it for Versailles. At A.J. Arns, here's McEldowney. Hand off to Justin Arns. Step back three, 26-footer, short, long rebound. A.J. Arns tracks it down. 4:41 to go in the game. Here's Jones between circles. Dribbles between the legs. He's got room right down the paint, all the way to the rim. He lays it through there. Kyle Jones had an opening. He took advantage.
He's had a bad ankle. He missed three or four games. Last night was the first time he was back. Game action. He looks like he's back 100%.
Mason Dayfour into Hunter Cohey. Shot blocked by Justin Arns. And the garbage is cleaned up by Daniel Kearns, who hits a seven-footer with the left hand. 64-45. Versailles by 19. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Backdoor cut. A.J. Arns to Justin. He missed it. Long rebound to Dayfour. Dayfour scoots down the floor. All the way to the rim. He's chopped up on the arm. 3:56 to go in the game. Mason Dayfour's got two coming. Rushi's best bet right now, Chuck, obviously. Take it to the cup. Draw fouls. Score with the clock not moving.
Absolutely. The worst thing that can happen to the only way you can win this basketball game is that way.
Right. Mason Dayfour with a couple, and he swishes the first one. 64-46 in favor of Versailles. Again, the biggest margin, I think, was 23, 52-29. You know what? I think it got to 54-29. I really do. I think it did.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I think 25 for a brief instant. Second shot, Dayfour is pumped home. 64-47. Marucie has shaved 8 points off that deficit. Trouble is, it was in excess of 20. It's down to 17 now. Might be just not quite enough time left. It's going to take a miracle for the Raiders to overcome the Tigers in the last 3 minutes and 45 seconds. A.J. Arns, McEldowney, Kyle Jones between the rings. Right side to McEldowney, baseline right, Justin Arns. Lost the ball, went and got it. Behind the back on the dribble, it gets put off. And we've got a foul offensive against A.J. Arns, who used the elbow to clear out some space.
Yeah, that was Justin, and that's his fourth.
Nine team fouls on the Versailles Tigers. Rushi's in the bonus, double bonus, rest of the way. Given that was an offensive foul, Rushi takes it out of bounds. 25 feet out, it is Evan Monier. Monier steers his way around the moving screen. Foul against Rushi.
Stevie stuck a foot out, tripped him.
Yep.
There's absolutely no reason to do that. You're not going to get away with it, so why not just try to set the screen? If it doesn't work, reset.
Proper call was made. 3:26 to go, fourth quarter. Here's a lead out pass down the floor to Jones. Hooks it off on the play to Stammen. Stammen rips his way through the lane. A lot of contact. He puts it through anyway. What a shot by Stammen. He survived the shoulder from a Rushi defender and got the ball to go down. 3 minutes left in the game. 19-point lead, Tigers. Jack Dayport goes to the foul line, fades back, shoots the 18-footer, light of rim. Simply won't go in. There's been a lid on it all night long for Jack Dayport. Whistle blew below the basket, rebounding foul on Versailles. This is about the coldest I've seen Jack Dayport shoot.
Yeah, he's not shot very well tonight at all.
How many field goals for him?
He has 2 threes.
Wow. I bet he's 2 for 13, 14 anyway. Free throw pumped up there by Rushi. No good. Missed by Evan Monier. Monier, Stevie, Carter, Francis. Put off. Jack Dayport on the floor for Rushi. Justin Arns, McEldowney, Stammen. A.J. Arns, Jones for the Versailles Tigers. Both free throws are missed. Rebound down to Versailles. Midcourt, Stammen. Behind the back against Monier. Right wing, Justin Arns on top, McEldowney, now A.J. Left corner, Stammen, pass deflected, good interception, fine steal, put off on the breakaway, got it for two. 66-49, Rushi down 17, 2.5 to go. Clubs have been trading baskets now for 4 or 5 minutes. Tigers in the forecourt, Raiders claw the ball free. Stolen by Rushi, whistle, timeout, Raiders, 2:22 to go in the fourth, 66-49, Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Rushi. Waiting couple minutes of this game. The Sales Tigers exploded to a halftime lead of 37-23, then stretched it to 19, 56-37 at the end of three. It was as much as 25 very late in that third quarter as Daniel Kearns makes a good twisting move through the lane. He got to the bottom of the keyhole and used that long left arm of his to kiss one in off the window, and Justin Arns replicates that shot at the other end for the Versailles Tigers. 68-51. We're going back and forth, 15-17, 15-17. Or 17-19, 17-19. Baseline left, Rushi with the ball. It's loose on the deck. A.J. Arns has it. Outlet to McEldowney. He fakes a pass to the trailer and scores. What a play by Keaton McEldowney. He's got the star of the game wrapped up and then some.
I would say that he's got a real good shot at it.
Oh, boy. Love that maneuver there, Chuck. It looked like he faked out the Raiders. It appeared as though he might leave the ball off for trailer, Justin Arns. And he made a very nifty head fake. Got the Raiders looking one way. Keaton stayed alive, went the other direction. Made a super driving layup, was fouled, and nailed the free throw. Here is Carter Francis working for Rushi down inside on the play to teammate Evan Monier. And he bullies his way into the lane. There's contact and a foul against Versailles with a minute 23 to go in the fourth. We'll wrap it up fairly quickly after this game. Reminding you now that Roosh is at Anna on Tuesday, and we've got the action here on scoresbroadcast.com on Tuesday night. Tip-off 7:30, on the web online at 7:10. More than likely next Friday, Layman Catholic at Anna next Friday evening. Our first look at the Layman Catholic Cavaliers before the tournament. wholesale changes for the Tigers upcoming. Evan Monier, free throw stripe. What happened? Missed the
second. Missed all four. Before he missed his last four, he missed both those.
Two pairs missed by Evan Monier. He had a couple tries right then, both off the mark. Here's a long three by Noah Richard of Versailles. Off the rim twice. No good. Rebound down to Kearns of Rushi. Up the floor to Mason Dayport. He sets, shoots the three, out of bounds. Didn't catch the rim. 107 to go. 71-51 in favor of Versailles. Is it safe to say, Chuck, this game's been pretty much over since early third quarter, right?
Yeah, the beginning of the third quarter when they came out and scored the first 7 points.
Yep.
That was the end of the game.
It was said and done at that point. Minute to go in the contest. Outside the arc on the right. Tigers' Carter May has it. Looks for a cutter, can't find him. Goes to Noah Richard between the rings. 50 seconds remaining. Versailles playing pitch and catch. Raiders pretty much letting them do that as we hit the 40-second mark. Here's a driving one-handed runner by Versailles. No good. Long rebound. Thrown right back out to Richard. We hit the half-minute mark left here in the fourth. Versailles simply throwing the ball around. Rushi not challenging. There's a missed shot. Tigers get the rebound back. And we're down to 19 seconds to go. Wow, Chuck, this is going to be a control of the last minute by Versailles subs. No points recorded. Rushi doesn't contest. We're at 10-9-8. That's going to be it. 71-51. That is our final tally as the Versailles Tigers romp over the Rushi Raiders here tonight at the Rushi Gym. Versailles simply took the entire crowd out of it midway through the third quarter, and the Tigers coasted home. Don't think the deficit ever got below 15 in the final quarter and a half. 71-51. We'll return to close it out in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And thank you, Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 for multiple years now. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, has been the number one most valued agency in the Upper Miami Valley. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more, you're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857, 9040 North County Road 25A, that's south of Anna, north of Sydney. Well, we've got another one of these big-time ball drops here at Rushi tonight. Saw one last night at Minster. There is a cup with about a 5 or 6 inch diameter at center court. The balls are dropped from the rafters, and they go everywhere all over the floor. There are only about half a dozen or so in center circle. And there was one, Chuck, about 3 or 4 inches away from the little cup on the court. And the winner's been announced.
Yep, wasn't me.
For the ball drop here at Rushi.
Gosh darn it.
20-point game for Versailles Tigers. No weaknesses. Excellent chance
to go deep into that D3 tournament. We expect to see the Tigers in Columbus. We hope so anyway.
Yeah.
Don't want to put too much pressure on their backs, but again, it's a team with a lot of strengths, many assets, and not one even minor weakness that we can detect. And Versailles blitzes Rushi tonight, 71-51.
Well, they out-rebounded him 36-16. They shot 7 free throws, made all 7 of them. They put 7 people in the scoring column, led by Justin Orange with 24. But the player of the game for Versailles, like you alluded to, Keaton McElDowney, he had 23 points. He was just amazing tonight. On the Rushi side, they only had 1 in double figures. That was Kearns with 10. They got 8 out of Putoff. They got 8 out of Mason Daypour. But the player of the game for the Raiders is going to be Daniel Kearns. So it's Kearns for Rushi, and it is McElDowney for the Tigers.
Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Tonight here at Rushi, a rare blowout in this series between the Raiders and Tigers. Versailles has now won 14 of the last 19. The two teams had split the last 4. The last 3 were decided by 7 points. Not the case this evening. 71-51 Versailles over Rushi easily. Versailles Tigers now 15-1 on the year. Of course, is still unbeaten in the MAC. On February 2nd, Versailles hosts New Knoxville. On February 6th, Versailles hosts Vandalia Butler. Big games upcoming on the 9th and 12th and 14th of February. 3 MAC games on the road.
Wow.
How about that, Chuck? Versailles is at St. Henry, at Marion Local, at Coldwater on the 9th, 12th, and 16th of February. And, of course, one of those is a makeup. The game with Marion Local was a contest that should have been played a couple weeks ago. But that's a stringent late-season schedule for the Versailles Tigers, who have not backed down from anybody all year long, having gone up against the Chaminade, Tip City, Franklin Monroe, of course, Fort Loramie, Sydney in the flying of the hoop, Lima Central Catholic. Schedule gets even tougher for the Rushi Raiders, and no breaks either. League opponent Anna on the road on Tuesday night. Rushi now 8-5 on the year. We've got coverage of the game on Tuesday. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10. A closing comment or two from you about the Raiders and Tigers tonight. No contest.
No, actually, if you can have a cosmetic 20-point loss, that's kind of what Rushi got. They got dominated in every phase of the game tonight,
yeah,
which is not surprising. When we kind of came in here semi-expecting what we saw tonight. Versailles, no holes. They shoot threes. They shoot free throws. They share the ball so well. When they need to score, Justin Arns has the ability to just go do it.
Yep.
And that was... It was a 14-point game at halftime. He came out and scored the first 7 points in a minute and a half.
Over.
And the game was over. So that's a terrific team. I love watching them play. Hopefully we'll get to watch them play a long time. Mm-hmm. Getting to Columbus.
Again, thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors tonight in Anna. A salute to Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive.
It now includes 8 expanding divisions. And as we've said all night long, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, gratitude to them, a shout out their way. And also the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem in Rushi, Ohio. It will make your ideas come to life. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Manpower Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Now Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Check out the website, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, for more savings. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, Tip City. Don't forget at the Troy Frisch's on Mondays in February from 5 to 8. Children eat free, 5 to 8 p.m., Troy Frisch's, Mondays in February. Thanks to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney and the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Our anchors, the Sydney Daily News, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Ron Mooney is our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Earlier today, in a game we covered on scorersbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls played exceedingly well, especially in the final quarter and a half, and came from 9 down to beat Miami East by 11. The Vikings had lost just 3 and won 10 in a row, and Fort Loramie thumped them 49-38 today earlier on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Rushi until Tuesday, when we've got the Raiders against the Rockets from Anna. Our final score once again tonight, Versailles 71, Rushi 51.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.